HKX.
C4HKX.
Jen.
Evening, Patrick. How you doing?
You on your way home?
Yes, sir. I'm just out here in your driveway. I've been getting some stuff organized on the on the work truck and stuff like that. Getting ready for tomorrow. It's going to be a big day. I'm going to be looking with another company and flagging. So I'm just trying to make sure I have all my ducks in a row, making sure everything is going to look good for the road tomorrow.
Is that where are you going to be flagging at tomorrow?
That's going to be Winter, Sleepaway, and Greenville.
Not where I'm going to be, so I'll take it the wrong way, but I'm glad of that.
Yeah, just be glad. That's all right. You don't need me stopping you in the middle of your route anyway. Home, Patrick.
Ready this evening.
That sounds good. I don't normally get to get on here during the round tables, nonetheless. I've just been occasionally throwing my call out. What you been doing lately besides looking?
Saturday went over to the Ham Fest, and other than that, just working. That's about it.
Okay, I didn't even know there was a Ham Fest, so I would have went. Oh, my goodness.
Teamsville Ham Fest was last Saturday. I don't know any time soon.
I think the Shelby Ham Fest is in September, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm not sure, but I heard some background noise that sounded a lot like HF coming through on your... Excuse me, your signal. I'm not sure if that's another radio that's turned on or if it's just the atmosphere.
It'd be something else because I don't have any other radios on. It's just me here at the house, so it's dead silent.
Well, I'm glad this radio is still getting out pretty good. It's looking to be a wise decision.
Dude, you got now?
I thought I told you last night that it's a Kenwood PNV71A. I believe it's one of the most popular radios among hams. It's,
Roger that. It is. It's older radio, but a good one.
Can't be that old. I think they stopped making it like maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
I'm not sure when they quit making it.
Before they quit. That's alright. It works. That's what counts. It's got a good receiver in it. Seems to transmit really well. That's all I need in the radio.
Especially if it's in your vehicle. Simple to use and reliable.
Oh, yeah. And that is where I have it. I have it installed in my truck. I'm going to be getting a new antenna for it, a high gain. I told them to go with a Comet antenna this time. The Diamond 7500G, I guess. When the Diamond high gainer I got, I went up to a meeting with Johnny and Leroy, and we put it on the tester, and we discovered that the brand new antenna that I had gotten previously has a burnt coil. So that was why my previous mobile setups were not sounding so good. I just wonder why or how a coil gets burnt in the antenna. I mean, we checked SWR a long time before we found out that that was the issue. It looked okay. I guess maybe the manufacturer just didn't put something on right, or it wasn't tuned correctly.
SWR changes over time, so. And you gotta have the SWR tuned on each band you're gonna use it on, so. There's a lot goes into that.
Absolutely. Well, I got into this hobby to learn, and it's been a real enjoyable hobby. I've really enjoyed it a lot, and I've been making some contacts on HF every now and then. That's really fun, especially during competitions. I love competitions. I guess contests, not competitions.
Fun at it. The competition thing's not really for me. I tend not to mess with it. But Chandler, I'm gonna clear out of here, and I got some things to do before the net comes on. So, but good to hear you this afternoon. You be careful out there. KO4 H kick, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
All righty there, Mr. Patrick. It was a pleasure to talk with you. Hope to catch you again on the long thing. This is KC4AKE, and I'll be monitoring. 73, Patrick.